Radio Show.
We start this week with another Commercial Radio 40th anniversary, and it's Hello Plymouth for a truly classic launch.
Now, we've got a lot of excitement here this morning because I understand that waiting to speak to us is the first child that's been born round about the same time that we are. So I hope I push the right buttons, and I will say hello to Sister Golding. Hello, Sister Golding. Can you hear us? Hello, Sister Golding? Now, just one moment, Hello, Sister Golding? Hello? Hello? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, never mind. These things are...
The launch of Plymouth Sound this week in 75. It's now Heart. And that first hour didn't get any easier. Here's the second link.
Louise, are we in business?
Yes, we are indeed, Colin.
Oh, my goodness me, it
and
works!
I think the baby's right here.
Now, I have to push this particular button?
Yes. Yes. Go on.
I push that up. No, we're going to have it over the air, dear. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello. Meanwhile, that same week, 40 years ago, an exciting new competition on commercial radio in Newcastle.
Don't say hello, say Metro. Our cash accumulator competition, in which we pick a number at random from the Metropolitan Area Telephone Directory.
Don't say hello, say... Don't say hello, say...
Metro.
Well done, who am I speaking to?
Mr. Farmer, 25
Fred, Tullisy Stone. Hi, welcome along to Metro Radio. You now have possibly the chance to win yourself £49 if you can get two questions right. The first question is for a record or record token.
The jackpot rose £1 a day, and this week in 75, the first big winner won £88. 1924 now, and this week that year, something special from the BBC, one of the first proper outside broadcasts. Beatrice Harrison played Delius's cello concerto, accompanied by nightingales, in her Surrey garden.
But the next day, our dear old gardener came along in great excitement. Oh, he said, the nightingales come back again. I believe it's the cello. And... It struck me how lovely it would be if he could be broadcast.
And that annual broadcast continued for 12 years. This week sees the 50th anniversary of the death of the person named as the first British disc jockey. He was Christopher Stone.
And so, there it was. I was working very hard, and I suddenly came to the conclusion that the BBC were not having really the best new records that were coming out into my office.
You know the Decca signature, D-E-C-C-A, and you know the Decca catalogue. Now, out of the catalogue, let's make the Decca alphabet. Beginning with A for Al, it was Al all the way, Al Bowley.
Christopher Stone, there with Brandon de Gratian later in his career at Radio Luxembourg. Happy birthday this week to one of his many successors.
ILR was just about to open. I'm going back to now 1973-74, and there was nowhere for a disc jockey to get experience apart from the clubs, and the word disco in radio is often sort of looked down upon. I mean, I think discos are marvellous, but to get to the first step is always the most difficult one, and that was United Biscuits. It was like doing rep in the theatre, 24 hours a day.
Sunday mornings were made for music, so let Tony have your requests, but please write in at least 10 days in advance, and then tune in again this weekend.
Dale Winton, who's 60 this week. We can't do This Week in History without this one from 1937. It's what the press now call a gaffe. The BBC at the time said it was just him overworking a little.
This colossal fleet... lit up by lights, and the whole thing isn't fairyland. It isn't true. It isn't here. And as I say it, it's gone. It's gone. There's no fleet. It's disappeared.
The earliest radio fail of all, the BBC commentary on the naval fleet illumination with a very happy Lieutenant Commander Thomas Woodruff this week, 78 years ago. This week in 1992, the RAB was formed, the Radio Advertising Bureau, a voice for the commercial radio industry.
Editorial-linked, paid-for communication. I call it that because it's across all media now. But the stuff where it really makes its money, and more importantly, the stuff where it really interests the advertiser, is when you do ads, spots, and you link it in with some other audience engagement thing.
Douglas MacArthur. So with Star FM launching in Slough 22 years ago...
I'm Peter Dixon.
The chairman of Leicester's Centre Radio walking out 33 years ago... Marjorie Anderson leaving Woman's Hour after 15 years, 42 years ago.
From time to time in Woman's Hour, we've heard women who took an active part in the suffragette movement.
And the Yorkshire Radio Network launching 28 years ago.
Culmination of Radio Hallam in Sheffield, Pennine Radio in Bradford, and Viking Radio in Hull.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.